Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We've been obviously talking about Richard Allen for quite some time, but before there was Richard Allen, before the arrests were made, the FBI was involved in the matter, and they prepared that affidavit showing probable cause that Ron Logan had killed Abby and Libby, and even went as far as to say that they believe there was a probable cause that he committed the crimes. There was that rift between the FBI and local officials working the case at that time. And yes, I'm getting this directly off of a tweet that you had put up there, but you stated it so eloquently. Ron Logan, he's dead now, but he was a person of interest, at least with the FBI. Take us back. How did this all break apart, and why did the local officials not want to pursue looking at Ron more when you have the FBI saying, hey, look, we do have a few more resources than you, and here's what we're coming to you with. Why be so flippant and move on to somebody else or other things that don't really have as strong of a case behind them?
Oh, boy, Tony, this case is, as you can probably tell by my profile on my Twitter, where I feature those two girls, you know, Abby and Libby. There's so much to this case for those who have studied it very deeply, and in regard to the Bureau and, you know, the local authorities and state authorities, there was such an issue with an issue of who was going to be the top dog, I think. And that got so much in the way of proper police investigation. And we're seeing it start to come out now, and it's only going to be worse. And what's terrible is it going to turn out to be Richard Allen? Will he be convicted? Was it truly Ron Logan? Was it Odinus? The problem is there is so much at issue with how this crime was investigated, which in part is evident by the amount of time it took to come to anyone being charged. But in terms of why Ron Logan wasn't believed, I guess, to be a part of this was really, it's inexplicable. I mean, the word given, and I'm going to be posting the release of him as a suspect, if you will, by law enforcement. I think I have that archive somewhere, is basically because he was too old to commit the crime. And I just laugh at that because this was a guy who got around very well. He was a large man. Listen, the crime was committed on his property, you know, feet from his house, not a few feet. I think it was 1,000 feet, but, you know, within a very short distance of his home. It just takes a lot of courage for somebody who doesn't live on the property to go on somebody's property, kill two children and stage them. And this was, of course, a lot of the reason people, including the FBI agents involved, thought it was Ron Logan. But there were many others. He made a fake alibi as to where he was at the time, and he got somebody to lie on his behalf. Now, a lot of people said, well, he was worried because he had a suspended license and didn't want to be caught driving around. Well, I find that ridiculous because he drove around all the time on his suspended license. So I wasn't buying that. It's still, to me, this crime is very perplexing. The whole fact that we have somebody on video, Tony.
Yeah.
On video, with their voice on video. And then that was another thing. You know, the FBI did voice analysis, and the FBI will never tell you that voice is this person's voice. What they will tell you is there are characteristics that are the same, or that it is, they can tell you that it is not that voice. Mm-hmm. In other words, in this case, they could not say it wasn't Ron Logan's voice because there were characteristics that were the same, if that makes sense.
Is it too far of an assumption to go and say that the person who was on the video, the man walking, is the person that committed the crimes? Could that not have just really been somebody out for a walk that was there at that point in time? and really had no idea what was about to happen to these girls.
No, I think that it was the person who committed the crime. You know, now that we have even more analysis of that 40 plus second video, it's, hey, guys, down the hill, particularly Libby, you know, feels, I think, probably threatened or concerned. Thus, she even takes the video that she takes. And it's believed, of course, then he, you know, coerced them down the hill using possibly a gun. And then, you know, took them to the site where he, you know, really spent a lot of time murdering them. Yeah. I don't know if people really understand the time involved. I mean, their clothes were removed. Libby's clothes were put on to Abby. Mm-hmm. Libby was left naked. They were taken from where they were killed a short distance and propped up on against trees. Mm-hmm. Then they were covered with brush that, of course, people are saying, oh, this was, you know, part of the Odinistic ritual. I think it was just to obscure them from being found. And we know it took hours for them to be found. They went missing at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon one day, and they weren't found till the next morning. So it's, you know, this is one of those cases, the Bureau and their findings and those investigators did not line up with what state and locals thought. And without the state and locals inviting the Bureau into their venue, they're not going to be involved. And they weren't involved, as you saw at the press conference, as an example, there was no FBI there.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and we're also seeing obviously a lot come out about a cover up, and it, is regardless of whether we believe Richard Allen had anything to do with this or not, the way that all this was handled by Tony Liggett is shocking. Just the information that did come out that was not relayed or lied about or misdirected. Does someone like Tony Liggett, I mean, with that, the only way that we're going to get somewhere on this with a legitimate investigation, not just let's keep pursuing and charging Richard Allen, does someone like him, does the system itself there, does the local law enforcement who is pushing out the FBI, does all that need to be moved out and changed in order to get a legitimate investigation going on here with fresh eyes and the already information that the FBI has attained on this?
In my opinion, it does. And I'm not necessarily just trying to tout the FBI. Remember those, this has been years, yeah. and that agent is likely not even in that office, but a whole fresh look, just take it out of the hands of how this was mishandled. And I think you're going to find, Tony, there are many other issues that are going to come out at, you know, that are going to be found out during discovery. And certainly others that were involved in that case from the state and local level that know what went on and know issues that happened. And that's all going to come out. And sadly, at the end of the day, Tony, will those girls ever get justice?
That's what's
in the balance.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.